I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A new youth mental health crisis center in Nashville is open 24 hours a day and has plenty of capacity to help more kids, at least for now. Diana Jackson of Mental Health Co-op is the nursing director and tells This Is Nashville host Blake Farmer that cost should never get in the way.
We actually run off of state grants. So if an individual comes into our emergency psych center, they will never get a bill for any of the services.
Oh, not just that, oh, well, you might be able to help out and cut your bill in half or something. There is not a bill.
Correct. There's no bill.
The center is located in North Nashville and has 15 beds. The rooms are designed to be safe for kids who may be at risk of hurting themselves. Children and teens do not need a referral. When they present at the crisis center, they can stay up to 5 days receiving intervention therapy. Another pedestrian has died after getting hit by a vehicle on Nashville streets. Monday afternoon, a man was hit by a semi-truck at the corner of Gallatin Pike and Trinity Lane in East Nashville. The victim was identified by the Contributor Street newspaper as one of its vendors, Billy Ray. A memorial describes him as a person fighting addiction and facing hardships as an unhoused resident. Metro Police say there had already been a dozen pedestrian deaths in Nashville this year, compared to 3 at this point last year. Here's Lieutenant Erica Bowden.
We're going to see a higher number of pedestrians out on the streets with the weather getting nicer like it is today. This year, we have seen an increase in the number of pedestrians being hit on our roadways.
The main Gallatin corridor has become a focus in the city's Choose How You Move initiative. In a meeting last month, Metro officials reported there have been more than 800 reported crashes in the last 3 years along that stretch. They said high vehicle speeds, poor lighting, and lack of pedestrian infrastructure are all factors. The Trinity intersection is one of several marked as needing improvement. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.